Yesterday, I went to Saigon Park at Ellis, just in front of the university's entrance, to witness the launch of the Axworthy Community Stage. The said stage was named in honor of the University of Winnipeg's outgoing president, Lloyd Axworthy. Also, a program called Sponsor Winnipeg was launched at the same time, initiated by the city. Plus, entertainment was provided by singer Nathan Rogers. Now, let us listen to this special event.
We'd like to thank him for his years of service in this community, not just the University of Winnipeg, but as a walking member of Parliament and a member of the legislature, really a special individual as far as our city is concerned. So thank you so much. Sponsor Winnipeg is a partnership program that provides public and student and individual businesses for corporations and foundations and community groups an opportunity to sponsor a wide variety of city assets and programs. In return for the naming rights and legacy opportunities and adding to marketing benefits that associate sponsorship Winnipeg and the facilities and services. The proceeds from the University of Winnipeg will go towards supporting the maintenance we'd like to thank everyone for attending today, and as Dr. Axworthy did say, there are going to be refreshments over here under the tent. And
Robbie willy-nilly, cry the bells of Heffily. They have fangs, they have teeth. Gray bells of need. Even God is uneasy. Say the voice of bells of Swansea. And what will you give me?
What's up? Mr. Axworthy, what do you envision in this field for the next few years?
Well, I think it's going to be up to people in the community, but I was just talking with some of the people here. They could see students coming here to have a kind of a Hyde Park debate, clearly music and staging, and kids can come here to showcase their talents, and sometimes I just hope to come and sit and enjoy the sun and the park bench and bring their kids and their baby carriages. Just a nice place to relax. We need a lot of spaces like this in the city, especially this part of the city. And so if you ever want to get in touch with me again, this will be my daytime address. That's it.
Grant Nordman. Nordman. From which ward?
St. Charles Ward, which is the very west end of Portage Avenue.
Okay, so tell us more about Sponsor Winnipeg.
Well, Sponsor Winnipeg is designed to allow citizens, corporations, foundations, organizations like the University of Winnipeg to contribute to public infrastructure and assets that we have, most especially in the way of naming rights. So today we've named the stage here in Saigon Park after Dr. Lloyd Axworthy, but you'll see different facilities within the city of Winnipeg that have a private name on them or a corporation name. And for that privilege, the organization or individual or the parties involved pay a contracted amount. So in the case of this stage, it's $20,000, and that $20,000 will go to maintaining the stage, maintaining the park, and it helps us offset some of the expenses of maintaining hockey rinks, libraries, stages throughout the city that are owned by the City of Winnipeg.
And who are the persons responsible for forming this program?
Well, the program came out of the mayor's office. Mayor Cates created this about 6 or 8 years ago, and it's not uncommon to have public assets with public names on them. Just so, for instance, although neither one of them are owned by the city, but the MTS Center was really the true North Center until MTS came to the party with with a significant amount of money to put the name of the corporation on this center. Same with Investors Group Field, the football stadium.
And what does it envision for in the next few years?
Well, it's a slow process. We're always talking to organizations, corporations, individuals, foundations, estates, people who would like to commemorate a family member for as little as probably $5,000. I know we have one at the library for named after a child, that a specific type of reading books that are being sponsored with that $5,000 donation. So.
Thank you very much, Councillor Nordman. I'm with Nathan Rogers, a singer. And Nathan, how does it feel to become the first person to sing here at Exworthy's community stage?
It's fantastic. It's wonderful to be a part of a celebration of the long, long time of work by a certainly a notable community hero. And I think it's a fantastic, fantastic honor. Had a great time.
All right. Thank you very much for letting me share your time.
Your name again?
Nathan Rogers, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. And keep listening to CKUW 95.9.
This has been David Bergoli for CKUW News.